order, saying the Moon Sighting Committee had not issued any order to declare the ending of Ramadan on Friday. But beyond the Zaria's back and forth disposition, Sheikh Dahiru Usman Bauchi said Friday night that Ramadan effectively ended on Friday and that Saturday is Salah Day. A statement issued by Sidi Salihu Ahmad on the Sheikh Dahiru Bauchi Foundation Facebook, the same Sidi Ahmad announced that there will be Eid prayer at the Sheikh's residence along Gombe Road in Bauchi at 9 a.m. Eid al-Fitr prayer was conducted at Sheikh Dahiru Bauchi's residence along Gombe Road in Bauchi on Saturday. Reports from Bauchi confirmed that Eid al-Fitr prayers took place at the Sheikh's residence on Saturday. Report also confirmed that there are a number of Muslims who did not observe the Eid prayer on Saturday, but who also did not continue fasting on the same day, saying they will not defy the Sultan's order on Eid, but would also not follow him on continuing with the fasting. Several unverified audio clips purportedly originating from different Islamic scholars have been circulating, claiming that the scholars called the Sultan on Friday to tell him that the moon has been sighted in places, but he told them that it was too late for him to reverse his earlier announcement. And that brings us to the question for today. What is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria? We have two guests right here in the studio. We have Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi, Chief Imam Area 10 Jumat Mosque. Thank you so much for joining us on Brigami today.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
We also have Professor Kabir Yusuf Hamdani of Nile University, Abuja. Good to have you on Brigami today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let me start with Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi. Let us begin with the process of moon sighting. How is this done?
Yes, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Rasulullah. The issue of moon sighting is the basis of starting the Ramadan or ending it. It has been a tradition, and it has been a confirmed fact that fasting can be only start as a result of sighting the moon or by completing the month before Ramadan, that is Sha'ban. So that is the starting. And that is what will happen when it comes to end. That is based on the Prophet's tradition. Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftaru li ru'yatihi. When you see it's recited the crescent of the new moon, now you should stop fasting, and you should start. When you see it, you can stop. Now when it is not, when gum alaikum, and when it was not seen based on maybe the weather or anything, or you didn't sight the crescent, you should complete it as 30. And this is the basis of the argument. Now, the first party who prayed on Saturday, they are building their argument on what? On this tradition that we have seen it. We have cited the what? The new creation. And now, based on the information gathered, that is the second party. Based on the information gathered by the second party, that is Sultan, and let me tell you, and the majority of Nigerians. So they have all the Muslims of Nigerians. So they have looked at it in a way that it will support the technical or the technology support of it. Because this thing, Allah says, wal-qamara bi-husban. It has been something that of calculated something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place. If, let's say, I am reading from one doctor, he said, let's for example, from Abuja to Kaduna, it will take me, I will go in 100 hours, 100 kilometers per hour. If by doing so, I can maintain what? 200 kilometers in 2 hours, isn't it? If the kilometers is not up to that, and now somebody is saying, okay, I have seen him in 30 minutes. Do you understand? So that's why that is the basis of the Sultan argument and the majority and even Saudi government. So that's why the Moon Committee, Sighting Committee, they are using some technology. That's why they are saying so. Another thing, we Nigerians, things of trust has what? Has come to something else. If they said people should look at the moon on 27, some people will say they have seen it. Yes, something like that. Because we have seen, just 3 days, we have been, there was hot argument that a clip of Saudi government apologizing of what they have said, which after a lot of verification and hot argument, we discovered that it was 4 years clip. It was 2015. So, and people have been what? Believing in it. And look at the kind of people we have now. Now, if that is the case, looking at the two issues, I am not condemning the first party. Why? Because they have their own tradition. But let them look at it in a bigger picture, this unity. Uniting the Muslim Ummah is the primary key, is very, very key in that aspect. Why? Because when you divide the Eid, as now we have two, you are saying division, isn't it? We have enjoyed this kind of oneness or unity for almost more than 5 years. Things are going the way it's supposed to be. We will take at the same time and stop at the same time. But now this kind of controversies, when it comes from our prominent scholars and elders, definitely it will not go well with the unity of Muslim Ummah.
All right. Thank you very much, Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi. Over to you, Professor Kabir Yusuf. The controversy surrounding the sighting of the moon seems to be a regular occurrence. What is actually wrong?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الفاتح الخاتم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. Listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before I mention my argument, I would like to chip in about two issues that my colleague here raised. The first issue is the majority of Nigerians were with the Sultan yesterday. There's a saying that says, he who wins the war writes the history. That is what happens. The fact that Sultan's stand is the official stand doesn't make it the opinion of the majority of Muslims. That is false. The second issue is the fact that this is going to bring disunity among Muslims. Therefore, we should all gather on something. We would rather remain disunited then be united on falsehood. This is the argument that we will keep pushing till the end. We would never follow anyone on falsehood. So we would rather get disunited than get united on falsehood. This is the second issue that I want to... Okay, now back to the issue. The implication of moon sighting in Nigeria. I think this is seriously problematic because in the name of authority, some people decided to keep dragging people to their own whims. When you are leading people in religion, the religion has its own basis. Whatever argument you are going to make, that argument has to be within the framework that is established by the religion itself. Because that is where you source your authority from. That is where you source your legitimacy from. You don't source your legitimacy from yourself or from your cycle. You source your legitimacy from the text of the religion, Al-Quran and Al-Hadith. It is really surprising that the people surrounding the Sultan right now are the ones who are calling themselves the Ahlul Sunnah. But at the same time, we find their argument seriously, seriously flawed in terms of Sunnah in this particular issue that we are discussing. My colleague here mentioned the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi wa in ghumma alaykum fa atimmu ash-shahra 30 aw fa atimmu 'iddata 30." There are a number of ahadith, prophetic traditions about this, about 50 of them, right, depending on the level of authenticity. But there are 50 something of them, all of them confirming that we would only have to start fasting when the moon is sighted. We would only have to stop fasting when the moon is sighted. There's only one exception in Ghumma Alaikum. When it is clouded from your eyes, then the month completes 30. That is the complete cycle. Okay, what are they basing their argument on? They are basing their argument on science and technology. That now we are so developed that we can determine when the moon starts and when the moon stops. This is completely baseless argument from two points. First, let's look at it from the scientific perspective before we even look at it from the religious perspective. This thing they are using, they are calling technology and moon is determined and all of that. One of the most prominent organizations doing this in the world today is Her Royal Majesty Almanac in London. They are the most biggest prominence of doing this. And how are they building the model that they are using? There's nothing scientific about it. What they normally do is they issue emails to their observers around the world. And those observers will go out, observe the moon, they report back to them, and they'll tell them at what day they have sighted the moon, what time, and what location. And they will now use the data, because they have data for about 10, 15, 20 years they have been doing this. So they will use the data to build a model that they will tell you that at this so-so-so time, they classify it between A to F. If it falls under A, there's high probability of seeing the moon. B, C, D, F. If it falls under F, you can't see the moon. There's no way you can see the moon. The classification, their own classification for Saturday was F. I read it. Not just that I read it, I have been one of their observers for more than 10 years. So I knew about this for a fact. It's not like someone is telling me. So if you check Nigeria, at the time that we sighted the moon, under Royal Majesty Almanac, you realize that it is classified under F, right? But there's no way you can rely on this. The reason you cannot rely on this is because this is based on a data that they say they have, which they have for 10 or 15 or 20 years, based on observation. This data, as Muslims, we have it for more than 1,400 years. That is the same method that we've been using, observation.
All right, let me ask you, do you think the Sultan of Sokoto got it right in his position on the sighting of the moon?
Of course he doesn't. Of course he did not, right? Sultan of Sokoto doesn't go out to observe the moon. People in the rural areas go out and sight the moon, and then they report back to their local chiefs, and the local chiefs will report back to the emirs, and the emirs will report back to Sultan, and some people will call the committee directly. That is the way it works, right? So he has to rely on that observation, which he refused to in this particular time. Sometimes people wait for moon sighting till 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning, 11. But this particular occasion, Sultan decided to just issue a press release by 8:30, and that clearly sent us signals that, I mean, there's something in this. He didn't mean well, right? He did not wait for people to even report to him. 8:30. Just imagine, right? The last point that I want to make to you is that this reliance on technology is disconnecting people from the astrological body, which is part of the wisdom that Allah said we should be observing and see, right? If you go to those countries that are relying on technology, people are so disconnected from the astrological view because of the electricity, because of the development, skyscrapers and all of that. 70% of our population live in the rural area. You don't even have electricity there. They are directly connected. Even those of us who are living in the cities, we have epileptic electricity, right? We can always go out and sight the moon, right? We don't need it, at least not now. Even when it comes, maybe in the future we may need it. There has to be deliberation among scholars to agree on this. We want this before someone can just go ahead and start it.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor Kabir. Yahya Garba.
Yes.
Very quickly, do you think the Sultan of Sokoto got it right in his position on the sighting of the moon?
Yes, of course he got it right. This is the first one. Let me just start by chipping some things that are very, very important. His final, last point. Sultan is the established authority as Muslim is concerned in Nigeria. Whoever will announce the sighting of moon is an individual. He's an individual. So we are expecting to recognize a constituted authority. This is one. And that is why after the announcement, only few of percentage the Eid took place. Even you can compare. The Eid took place on Saturday as well, and the one took place on Sunday. You need to verify the facts. Secondly, coming to the religious aspect of it, the Prophet says, "Asum yawmatasumun wal fitru yawmatafthirun." If a large number, or the community, or the locality, or the nation, he said the fasting is fasting of what? When people, the whole majority of people, or the people at a whole, not few, are fasting. Likewise, ending of fasting is when you are breaking your fasting, the whole people, not only few. That's why when I mentioned in your introduction that some people remain what? Remain not to conduct it, but they have broken, they have stopped fasting. Now, no one can deny the implication or the effect of technology. You can sit down here. Without technology, nobody will hear us. So, it has been established fact. And thank God, we are not only two of us that are talking. People are listening. And you see the reaction of people. What we are saying, technology has been helping people. Everything. If you say you can't do with the technology, then you are not going with the nation. You can decide to do that, but I'm sure you will be left behind. So if you say technology is not there in the astronomy, well, we have been getting it right for how many years? I mentioned it. Except if you choose to deny, we have been getting it right for so many years. Yes, it has been happening, but let's say 7, 6, 5 years back, we have get it right. Nothing issue of this kind of
Garba Al-Yulawi, there are allegations that the Sultan is deliberately following the Saudi authorities by aligning with their moon sighting arrangement and neglecting genuine reports of moon sighting in Nigeria.
Stop saying genuine report, because based on what he is saying and based on what is obtainable on Nigerians, somebody will call you. We have seen it. Who are you? Where are you staying? I'm staying in Amak. Okay. This one also will call. The issue of verification, it is similar to accuracy to use technology than to use this kind of calling. Do you understand? And as he's saying that the Sultan decided to issue announcement before they are taking up to 1 o'clock. This one has been taken care of for more than 5 years. Around 10 o'clock or less than 9 news, national news. He used to announce it and we used to follow it. The issue of saying 11, 12, 2 o'clock, it has been what? Taken care of by the Sultan for so long. And if we will just say, based on the calculation, I have started some verses. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ. That kind of what? Calculation. It's a calculation. I gave an example. Maybe he didn't understand what I said. From here, Abuja to Bauchi is 400 kilometers per hour. It's 400 kilometers. Let's take for example. If I am going 100 kilometers per hour, how many hours will it take me to Bauchi? Let's say 4 hours. Isn't it? 4 hours. Now, if somebody says, he has seen me in Bauchi from Abuja, in 2 hours, did he see Aliyolawi or he see somebody else? This is a very, calculation cannot tell lies. 2 plus 2 is 4 in the whole world.
All right, thank you, Aliyolawi. Some Muslims in the country, this is for Professor, some Muslims in the country have suggested the creation of an independent committee to oversee the sighting of the moon in the country, a committee that should be free from the control of the Sultan. It is believed that it is the only way to permanently resolve the issue. Do you agree?
Yeah, I 100% agree to that, but before saying that, I definitely have to respond to some of the things
we're out of time.
I know, but this is important, right? This is really important.
Okay, in 1 minute.
Yeah, he is making arguments that are, I'm sorry to say, he is a respected learned colleague, but these arguments are baseless in the religion, right? You can't come and be telling people about, okay, this is important, technology is important, cite Islamic text. Give me evidence from Quran. Give me evidence from Hadith. Give me evidence that we can use these things. I'm quoting for you from Quran, from Hadith, and you are telling me that this is important. Important to who? Who determines what is important and what is not important?
All right.
Okay, about that. Now, definitely we will keep pushing and calling for the government to intervene about this, because we feel seriously wronged about this. This is our religion. This is something that we worship Allah with, and this is something that we wish to attain salvation through, and we can't be following somebody that will be misleading us all the time. And this is what the religion said. The sighting of the moon, it has to be based on two individuals that are known to be of unquestionable integrity. And you are not the one to determine whether a particular person that call you is not of unquestionable integrity. The people of the community have to do that, not to you. Right? You're telling me that somebody will call you because Nigerians are not trustworthy. This is Nigeria talking about. You're not talking about what Islamic text said. Right? So what we are talking about here, it has to be either this thing that Islam said, two people of unquestionable integrity, then Jama'a Mustafida, that is a lot of people from five and above, that should be the issue. And coming back to your question, yes, we feel that the federal government has to intervene, even if it means establishing Ministry of Religious Affairs, under which there will be unity, including the unit of this moon sighting and all of that, and all people will be carried along just the way the religion designed. So people have to be carried along, and after carrying the people along, things have to be done a proper way, and things have to be put in proper perspective, right? So we can't just be following one person in the name of instituted authority. And even the instituted authority he's talking about, I don't even know how Sultan is the instituted authority. It is not in our constitution. We are Nigerians. We have to acknowledge the fact that this is the country we live in. This is a multi-religious country. This is somebody who is under the chairman of his local government, right?
Professor Kabir, thank you so much. Garba Al-Yulawi, do you agree with, you know, the committee that should be set up?
Yes, to checkmate things and make it better. It's a very, very welcome idea. Why? Because if there is committee and there are representatives, definitely they won't take this kind of position. But maybe they are feeling that they were not represented. So if their committee will be there and everybody is represented, why not? Look, we are talking about unity of Muslim Ummah. I would like to mention, if there is anything, that is what they call usul. Unity of Muslim Ummah, if this thing can lead to chaos, can lead to fighting, can lead to enmity, can lead to hatred, definitely we need to do much, much more than this about it. Thank you.
All right, Professor, what do you see as the implication of this moon sighting controversy, especially on the unity of Nigerian Muslims?
You see, the issue of unity of Nigerian Muslims is something that started a long time ago, since the 70s. That is when it started, when some people started going to Saudi Arabia and coming back with a version of Islam that we don't know, and coming and creating this unity among Muslims. That's the time it started. And this is part of the implication of that. if the Muslim Ummah, the way we were, right from the jihad of Sheikh Usman Danfodio, everybody gathering around the traditional known scholars, right? If we continue like that, we wouldn't have the issues that we're having today.
All right.
But as a result of all these things that are happening, we have this unity. And this is, by the way, this is not a peculiar to Nigeria. The same crop of people went around the world and caused chaos in the Muslim societies all over the world. And I think it is now subsiding in many parts of the world. I'm surprised it is still very active in Nigeria. We have to address that, and that is the genesis of our disunity in Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much. Al-Yulawi, what is your message to all Muslims in the country on this occasion?
I would like to start with our religious leaders. Let them fear Allah. Let them fear the Creator of the universe. And let them know that the seat they are sitting on, they are sitting and talking, they are preaching on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they have that one, because they are the link between the servant of Allah and what? And the Creator. So whatever they say, it goes a long way in their what? In the minds of the people. This is one. Secondly, the message concerning this one. The followers, let them use their talent. Let them use their knowledge. Let them use their number six to what? To dictate and to know who is right and who is wrong.
Thank you very much. We're very much out of time. Very quickly, Professor Kabir, what is your message to all Muslims in the country on this occasion? Very quickly.
I would repeat what my colleague said. Everyone should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that we are going to be judged based on our actions and inactions in this life. This religion is not business. It's not for somebody to build his royalty around. It's not for somebody to build his business around. It's not for somebody to build whatever it is that he wants to build. It is for people to lead people towards Allah's, towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it is all about. It's not about anybody. It's about the religion itself.
Thank you very much, Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi. Thank you, Professor Kabir Yusuf Hamdani, for your analysis on Brigami today. We've been discussing what is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria. The phone lines are already buzzing, so at this point, we'll take that break. When we come back, we'll take your contributions. It is still Brigami right here on 92.1 Vision FM.
Break the vision. Building perspective, issue dissect, views, mindsets.
Those farmers, those marketers, processors and marketers still earn from agriculture, not only for themselves, but also for Nigeria.
On Brigami, the current affairs morning teaser on Vision FM 92.1, where Nigerians discuss Nigeria.
It's very sad. Even the places that have been demolished, they have been allocated to themselves. I can see crisis ahead of us.
There's something definitely wrong with our reward system, and that attracts corruption. How many Nigerians, civil servants, can today be able to put a roof over their head with the salary they are receiving?
Brigami, current, expository, daring.
Observing the trends of corruption within the National Assembly, within the executive arm of the government, at the state, at the local government, state and the national level, whatever is the tenure, unless the issue of corruption is being tackled, we are turning the state of development by using a term of government as a yardstick will remain a mirage in Nigeria.
Brigami, every weekday at 8 a.m., exclusive to the vision of the nation's capital.
Welcome back to Brigami. We've been discussing the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria. We still have our resource persons in the studio, Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi, Chief Imam Iriaten Jumat Mosque. We still have Professor Kabir Yusuf Hamdani of Nile University Abuja right here in the studio. All right, so you can contribute, ask your questions on the program today. Call 080-911-273-52. Remember, you have 2 minutes to make your contribution. Say your full name and your location and go straight to the point. You can also send a text message to 0538. Include your full name and your location as well. Drop your comments on social media at Vision FM Nigeria across all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All right. What is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations? 080-911-27352. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Our guest in the studio, you're welcome.
Good morning.
Okay. I want to commend you as respecting our call to the studio as early as possible. And we actually hear what you people say. I'm happy to... Whatever, we actually improve over the issue of announcement of the nuclear program. Actually, during Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a question that was asked him that, Sir, Muhammad, after your life, what do you think would be the argument to your followers? He mentioned that the sighting of nuclear program actually is, I believe, that was what's happening now. And actually, if you look at the sighting of Ramadan, there's a protocol that will follow, even after the scene or before the scene. Actually, if I look at the protocol now, when we start the fasting this day, that's the last fasting that we ended yesterday. If you look at the first day, they say, you know, our fasting is first day. If you look at the moon, you know, they say the first day of the sea, the moon, just after Maghrib, that moon will disappear. Just a little minute after Maghrib, it will disappear. Then the second day, after Isha, it will disappear. But the first day we start our fasting, that moon will be after 8 o'clock. So which means that the problem is in fasting that moon. And the same thing happened this year. So what people are, they are using eye to see moon. Actually, we're going to believe that one. If one person say, I've saw the moon, you have evidence, no problem. We can but in Nigeria here, as Nigeria at large, before somebody declare that the moon has not been sighted, until when discover the whole state, is there any information from that? Yes. If there's no information, you go ahead. But it's too early to say that at that time, most people are still maybe contemplating, or maybe other states are still proving their own before. So to me, if you look at it now, let's talk for this now. Yesterday was Salah. This day, today, the moon is supposed to be after Isha or after 9 o'clock. But you look at the moon, you see it way up. Which means there's a mistake in starting the moon. So what we see the moon, we say the first day after Maghrib, the second day after Isha. If you look at that one, then anybody that made mistake, we can understand through that one. But to say whether using a technology or something like that, yeah, no, but even if you look at it after Isha, today is the first day.
All right.
After Maghrib, second day after Isha. So that one is also confirmed who and who is telling the truth, who and who is not telling the truth about it. So that we can make that mistake, nothing. Again, and you can't see that Nigeria will have a seller in the same day. It can't be possible. When you see the moon today, other people don't believe in seeing, even talking on the radio, they only believe in seeing with their eyes before seeing them. So it's difficult for Nigeria to have seller in the same day.
All right. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aso Fada.
Your name?
Karoloka Gomez, Natural State. Sanatullah is my name.
All right. Thank you very much for contributing on Brigham. Please remember to say your full name and your location before you go on with your contribution. 080-911-27352. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mariam.
Good morning.
Good morning, the guest in the studio.
Good morning.
My name is Bala Muhammad, calling from Zuba Foods Market.
All right.
I think there is nothing implicating about religion. We are only misconceiving issues. You see, we are not, and everybody should know, we are not followers of the Sultan of Sokoto. Rather, we are not followers of the Sheikh Dahiru Bauchi. We are followers, and every good Muslim is a follower of the Quran and the Hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the Sunnah. And it's been stated, the Prophet has cleared everything. You understand? At the end of the 29th of every Ramadan, the Prophet said, you should start looking for the new moon. And where you sight the new moon by the 29th of Ramadan, then you break your fast and observe the Eid al-Fitr the next day. But where the moon has not been sighted on the 29th of Ramadan, the Prophet said you should complete your fasting to make it 30. And where the moon has not been even sighted on the 30th of Ramadan, the Prophet said you break your fast and observe your Eid al-Fitr the next day because you have achieved the 30 days You understand? So I think there is no any conflicting issues here. It's somebody or some group of people that are just trying to have some misconception of Islam. But when you follow the tradition and sunnah of the Prophet, I think that would even guide you better. You understand? But what I understand about these issues that happened between the Sultan and the Sheikh, I think it's misinformation and miscommunication. You understand? Maybe somebody somewhere strangled the information and it did not get to the appropriate authorities that are supposed to announce this, the break of fast. But I think there is no anything conflicting. Good morning.
All right. Thank you very much for contributing on Bergami today. We're discussing the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Abdullahi Shaributu and I'm calling from Party.
Oh.
Maryam, let me use this platform to quickly report a case of some security agencies. I was in Nasarawa, the boundary, and what I saw, I think it was not right for the military not to put their name tags on their uniform. So it is more scary and more dangerous than army that are mounting those such very vital places shouldn't have at least name tags on their shirt. I think it's cause for concern. So the authority in charge to at least see this building as soon as possible, because on Friday I was in that boundary to see this thing to myself. So on the topic of discussion for today.
Yeah.
See, Madam Mohammed, you see, I greet your two guys for coming and their wonderful analysis. See, I don't think there is any conflict, according to what one of these spokespersons has just, you know, talked about just now, the man from the food market. The issue is that people who do not understand the religion are the people creating more conflict within the religion. And that's exactly why this confusion will continue for a very long while until there is that sense of, you know, the logic and sense of direction that really there is no conflict. That is what we understand it. See, the issue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been said long before now that even if this religion, the three major religions he called, he mentioned in the Quran, that they will divide into different parts. These are the things that will come to pass. It's the prophecy of the Prophet. So they are bound to happen. And so as people who understand religion, they will come to at least agree to this idea to the end of time. So there is no conflict. Nobody should look at it as conflict. That is my contribution. That's the wonderful thing. Bye-bye for now.
All right, thank you for contributing on Bergami. Remember, you can drop your comments on social media. We are at Vision FM Nigeria, or send a text message to 33538. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This Yaya from Buhari.
Yahaya who?
Yahaya Mahmoud.
All right, please go on.
There is nothing like conflict. What you need to do is to understand the Islam is the religion of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he has completed Islam. Whenever you have come, you have problem, you should rely on this Quran and Hadith. Why are we having conflict? He directed us on how to fight more. He never left anything behind for us to come around now and say, We are making some corrections. We are making some. What kind of conflict do you have with Islam? That is a conflict in Islam. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your contribution, for contributing on Bergami today. What is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Hello? Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from? Your name is Bello who?
Daniel
who? Hello?
I'm Gary. I know you're Daniel.
Your line isn't very clear, Daniel, because we can't even hear your full name. Do well to call us back. 080-911-27352. What is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Shehu from DJ in Abuja.
What's your full name?
My name is Shehu Abubakar.
Shehu Abubakar. All right, please go on.
So, please, I want to contribute towards this discussion. You know, in the Quran, Allah is saying, he's telling the Muslim Ummah that we should, obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, and he go further to tell us that we should have a leader among ourselves. We should give that leader. We should follow him and respect him. But we are not doing so in this generation. That is why we have these issues of the instructions dishing out from here and there. Everybody is on his own, doing whatever he feels like doing. But in the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was never like that. The Sahaba and everybody is waiting to hear from the Rasul himself only. Anything that matters that affects the religion, it is the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who say, do it this way, don't do it this way. That is how we're supposed to go on and practice the religion as the Prophet has got with us. That's my contribution. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for contributing. Remember to say your full name and your location when you're calling. Your name and your surname. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Comrade Adam Suleiman calling you from Kashi, Abuja.
All right, please go on.
Yes, about this issue, seriously, presenter, I want to tell you that the implication is that it has caused, it has caused crisis among the Muslim Ummah. And see, honestly, we are not happy with what the Sultan is, the leadership structure. Yes, we are not happy with the leadership structure at all. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has made it clear. If one, two persons tie the moon, and they are tested to the fact that they tie the moon, even when they did not tie the moon, and their integrity is negotiable, they should go ahead and break the fast and go ahead with Salah, and that is acceptable. But in a situation whereby we heard that you see the Muslim community is already confused to an extent. So please, the solution is what we are looking for, and the solution is let this institution be established so that they will be unit for most fighting, unit for this, unit for that. If not, as this thing is doing, we are not going to accept it. In short, we are reaching a stage that if our malams are not going to be reorganized themselves and do the needful as expected, then we, the comrades, will take over the mantle of leadership to become the Muslims leaders. Because honestly, this is in battered. In short, when I was going with my fasting, I saw some people eating. In short, I was confused. What do I have to do is to go ahead and be eating and the expected thing. So we don't know whether we are in this side or in that side. So please, they should do the needful. We are not happy right with the Sultan at all. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for contributing on Brigami today. We'll take one more call and then we'll get back to our resource persons in the studio. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mariam.
Good morning.
I'm in Garbo Saleh, my name, calling from Sky Memorial Complex, which is on 5.
All right, please go on.
Basically, let me just go straight to the point, as in the solution to this problem in this country. If you can recall very well, this is not the first time we got ourselves in such a controversy when it comes to sighting of the moon, most especially in the month of Ramadan. But leadership is part of the Allah wisdom that he delegated to human beings. That was the main reason Prophet himself stated in the hadith that when three of you are to travel or two of you are to travel, you must make sure you have a leader among you. compared to coming to Nigerian context, sultans, or let me just say the entire Islamic, you know, institution that handle the affairs of Islam in this country, maybe they, there is something fishing or something that they are not doing it needful, and it's what led to this controversy. As other callers stated, this is not highly controversial. Prophet himself cited moon in his life only three times according to one hadith. I don't know how authentic the hadith is. At the same time, at a time, there was a time the Muslims didn't sight a moon, and then a Jew came while traveling and said, ask the Prophet, you guys are not doing fasting. Prophet said, no, we didn't sight the moon. And the Jew told Prophet that I sighted the moon, and there was pronouncement for the entire Ummah to hold their mouth. You know, Islam is very simple, and Islam is very easy, the way and manner you take it, and then go by the way of the Prophet teachings. I think we will get it done. So in that case, I would call on to the Sultan himself and the institution. It's either they are not carrying imams along while doing so, and I think it's high time for the Islamic affairs to have representative in all 700 local government within the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And wheresoever Muslims says we sighted the moon, let it be with thorough investigation. And then at the same time, we need to see equipment like the one over there in Saudi Arabia has in the case of the sighting of the moon in each and every local government, if possible, as that may definitely, you know, have control over it. Religion is supposed to be key from any political issue. I think by doing that, we will get it right. Thank you. This is my contribution.
All right. Thank you, Aminu Garba Saleh, for contributing on Bogami today. What is the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebrations in Nigeria? All right. So we're back with our guests in the studio. Let me start with Professor Kabir Yusuf. You've heard what some of the callers have said. What would be your reaction to some of the points raised?
Well, thank you very much. I think I like most of the comments. I like the quality, the depth, and it means that Muslim people and individuals among Muslims are really concerned about what is going on, and they want to own up the religion and want to take the mantle of leadership themselves, at least part of it. Because if you are a critical follower, you are part of the good leadership. And that is what is really needed from them, to be critical followers, not just dogmatic followers, which I love about the contributions I've had. And one key issue is the simplicity of this religion. This religion is really very simple, and it has to be conducted as such. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only Ramadan in which he started fasting, the 30th day of Ramadan, some group of people came from a village and told him that we sighted the moon yesterday and we celebrated it today. And he asked everybody to break their fasting, and they celebrated it the following day, even though they didn't celebrate that day, but they celebrated the following day, but they have broken their fasting, all of them. So the thing is, you don't have to be the one sighting the moon. If someone sighted the moon and tell you, you just accept it, as long as that person is of unquestionable integrity as established by the religion. And if the people are up to five, which is called Jama'ah Mustafida, you don't even need to begin to question their integrity. It's not part of, you know, the religion is really very simple, and some people should stop making it this complex, you know, and making it something around the royalty of somebody or something around the big manship of somebody. It's not. It is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I'll come to the issue of leadership, which is also important. People keep mentioning leadership. And one of the contributors mentioned something very beautiful. He said, we are not following individuals. We are following the tenets of the religion, the texts of the religion. We just want to have somebody in front so that he would tell us, this is what to do, this is what to do. But the moment he betrays the trust of that text, we betray him completely, automatically. It's not about him. It's about the text. It's about the religion, right? So if we cited the moon based on the way Allah said and the Prophet said, and you said no, you have already announced, and it has to be your way or the highway, then we would rather go the highway than follow you on your way. So that I think brings me to the point of definitely need to democratize the sighting of the moon. by the federal government establishing a Ministry of Religious Affairs, we have multi-religions in this country, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, a ministry that would take care of all the religions, and within that ministry there will be Islamic affairs, and under which there will be moon sighting or Ramadan affairs or issues, whatever they decide to call it. And then we bring representatives from all parts of, you know, the Muslim Ummah in Nigeria. Thank you very much,
Professor Kabiru. Yahya Al-Yulawi.
Yes, I am totally with the last caller who said a committee needs to be established, if possible, in all the all the local governments. And coming to the leadership issue, we have said it clearly that we have leaders. In Islam, you are not to go out or to be a rebel for a leader, because it will create more chaos. You need to draw his attention. You need to follow all the possible ways to correct him if there is mistakes. Going out of him, that's why we have Khawarij, that's why we have this kind of Boko Haram and other things. Do you understand? So you are not to go against anybody, against the authority, if there is any mistake. That's why now I am with the last caller. That committee that has all the representatives. And the techniques, those who know how to what, put in place all the machineries to checkmate the issue of moon sighting, their integrity. What you must check, you can't put about how many majority of Nigerians are Muslims. How can you put people? You can see how people can be given 20,000 and go and kill. And you are saying Nigerians now cannot be checkmate their integrity. What are you saying? So we need to have a balanced information. We need to have things that will what? Yes, go in accordance with what is obtainable in our present day society. And all of us, we must fear Allah. And let's take this thing as we are trying to get what will go into Akhirah and find ourselves in Jannatul Firdaus. This is what we are saying. Not to keep on doing it as business or anything that will what? That will, you want to be heard. You want to be known. No. Just follow the scriptures. The same verses, the same facts he is giving. This is what we are giving. In fact, we have Wa'ul Amri Minkum. The caller wanted to say it. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul wa ul Amri Minkum. Follow Allah, His Messenger, and the authorities. Who are the authorities when we are comparing the two?
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi, for coming on Burgami today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Professor Kabiru Yusuf Hamdani, for coming on Burgami today as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Yahya Garba Al-Yulawi, Chief Imam Area 10, Jumat Mosque, and Professor Kabiru Yusuf Hamdani of Nile University, Abuja. That's how much you can take on Burgami for today. We've been discussing the implication of conflicting moon sighting on Eid celebration in Nigeria. My name is Mira Mohammed. Burgami will definitely come your way same time tomorrow at 8 a.m.